In just a couple of weeks, the Defense Department will start rolling out a new performance rating system. It's called New Beginnings. But it might be off to a rocky start. That's because the American Federation of Government Employees says none of its 250,000 DOD employees are included in the initial test group. Joining me with more, Don Hale, chairman of AFGE's Defense Conference. Don, great to have you on.
Thanks. Good morning.
How is it that none of your members are included? I guess there's about 15,000 or 14,000 people in the initial rollout of this plan. How come no AFGE members?
Okay, so the original plan was to have a small portion of bargain unit employees. Those are employees that are represented by a labor organization. The plan was to roll in about 3,500 along with supervisors and managers, non-bargain unit employees, beginning April 1st. That was the plan for the last 3 to 4 years. And the reason for that was so that we would be able to capture accurate data. We would see what was happening with, the worker bees, the people that we represent, and supervisors and managers who are going under the same system. Well, as a result of just DOD not doing what they should have done, and that was finalizing their Department of Defense instruction. It's called a DOTI. That DOTI authorizes the department to implement this new system. The DOTI was supposed to have been signed last June. If it was signed last June, we would have, labor organizations, my union included, would have had the opportunity to negotiate the impact of this system on the employees that we represent. Why is that important? It's important because what you need to do to educate employees is different at Fort Campbell than it is at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard or Fort Wainwright, Alaska, or for that matter, where I work, the United States Military Academy at West Point, where we have employees with PhDs. And we have employees that English is their second or third language. We have employees that not only do not have computer access, but they don't know how to use the computer. So if the DOTI would have been signed last June, we would have had an opportunity to work out those details of how we educate those employees and how they fit into the system.
So let me just ask you this about the DOTI. In other words, that was signed, and then the implementation of this New Beginnings would be bargained with the bargaining units. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct. The DOTI wasn't signed until February 4th. There is an impossibility to work out those details, and those details would be worked out in a congenial manner. We don't want to be antagonistic. I've spent 7 years of my life working on this system. I fully support New Beginnings. I think it gives DOD an opportunity to strut our stuff in the future. It gives us an opportunity to stop all the backlash of these politicians that want to get rid of us as federal employees and privatize us. It gives us an opportunity to use our knowledge and expertise to shape the workforce of the future. I'm all in, and so is my union, for New Beginnings. We just want it done correctly. We want to be there the first day that this is implemented so that we can grow with it. And we're part of the development of this new system. That is vitally important to the success.
We're speaking with Don Hale. He is chairman of the Defense Conference at the American Federation of Government Employees. And just to clarify, this whole system, New Beginnings, is something they put in to replace the old National Security Personnel System, which never really worked out very well.
That's correct. When Congress repealed NSPS, they did that with a caveat. They said, we want you to go back, labor and DOD management, and change these three parts of the civilian personnel system, performance management, hiring flexibilities, and awards and incentives. And we worked on those three different areas for 5 years, and we're ready to go.
And what is the practical effect of the rollout? Say it proceeds next month with the New Beginnings and there are no bargaining unit employees involved. What's the difference if they just come a couple of months later?
How do we know it's working properly? It's going to be implemented in April and it'll be rolled out over a period of just about 3 years. That's fast to roll 600,000 employees into a new system. We'll be tweaking this system as we go. Okay, there's a group of us that will be overseeing the implementation. And as we run into problems or successes, we will try to duplicate that and share that with other installations and folks that are being implemented. If we don't have the correct data, then we're making incorrect adjustments. That's the difference. The other difference is if Biden employees will have a portion of an installation under one performance management system for 3 or 4 months, as they are supervising and evaluating people in the old system. It makes no sense. It'll lead to confusion on both sides. You know, I could have my supervisor be under New Beginnings and then evaluating my performance under the old system while they're getting evaluated under the new system. It just doesn't add up, and it's not good for the success of this program.
Now, since the DoD has been signed in February, have you been involved in negotiations since then, at least, to get started in how this could be implemented when it eventually is implemented for bargaining unit people?
Problem number two, and that is we are having difficulty arranging these negotiations with the agency that's being implemented first. The Defense Information Service Agency, DISA, is the bulk of employees will come from that agency, from DISA. DISA throughout the country is fragmented. There's little parts here and there's little, you know, pockets of folks over there. You know, there's not large groups of DISA employees. They're spread out over different installations. And we're having problems with the head of the agency just trying to gather the information so that we can begin negotiations. What happened here was the department fell behind the eight ball, and, you know, we can't rush with a knee-jerk reaction just to hit some magic date that they put out there. April 1st means absolutely nothing. There is no drop-dead. That's not a drop-dead date. That was self-imposed by the department.
Now, the union has asked Bob Work, the Deputy Defense Secretary, to hold off until the ensuing negotiations can take effect and then members are ready to enter this whole thing. Any response yet on the request to hold off after April 1st?
No, we've heard nothing back yet from the department, and we're running out of time. I mean, this becomes pretty important, and hopefully the department will engage in some discussions with us in the very, very near future.
Don Hale is chairman of the Defense Conference at the American Federation of Government Employees. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.